KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
As we approach the Easter break, traffic authorities have stressed the critical role that seat belts can play in reducing fatal accidents on South African roads. A recent study was conducted by the Road Traffic Management Corporation and the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research on major crashes where five or more people died between 2018 and last year. During the five-year period, over 500 people died and 986 were seriously injured in more than 60 bus crashes. Limpopo recorded the highest number of fatalities, followed by the Eastern Cape and KZN. RTMC spokesperson Simon Zwane says the study found that properly worn seatbelts can prevent passengers from being thrown from their seats during sudden stops and collisions.
The study that focused on seatbelt in long-distance buses found that bus fatalities and injuries accounted for 21% of fatal of injuries and reported in South Africa between 2018 and 2024. The study observed that had passengers worn seatbelts, the number of fatalities or serious injuries could have been less.
The DA has filed papers at the High Court in Cape Town over the proposed VAT increase in the national budget. DA Federal Chairperson Helen Zille explains the orders they are seeking.
The first is to get the process on the 1st of April that transpired in the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Finance declared null and void because they were unprocedural. Therefore, to set aside any decision they took. And the second part of Part A is to interdict a VAT increase on the 1st of May.
Zilla says they are also challenging the constitutionality of a section of the VAT Act that gives the finance minister legislative powers.
The second part of these papers is to get section 7.4 of the VAT Act declared unconstitutional because it gives the minister the power to enforce a VAT increase without taking it through Parliament and without the need to have the fiscal framework and other legislation required passed in Parliament.
In Gauteng, the state's application to reopen its case in the Zanzu torture matter has been denied by the Pretoria Magistrates Court. Earlier, the state prosecutor made the application after another witness came forward this morning. A 41-year-old Congolese national faces 8 counts of compelled sexual assault and 6 of assault with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. The defense opposed the application, stating that the bail hearing is at an advanced stage. And a new study suggests getting vaccinated against shingles can cut older adults' risk of developing dementia. Research published in the Nature Journal suggests the jab could cut the risk over the next 7 years by 20%. They looked at a group of people around 80 years of age in Wales over a 12-year period. Scientists have highlighted the virus as a risk factor. The top story as we approach the Easter break. Traffic authorities have stressed the critical role that seatbelts can play in reducing fatal accidents on South African roads. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.